you when you went to school?
7 years. So, I won't start to go to school till I was 7.
Ah, yeah. So you'd have started farming by then, did you?
Yes, I simply to milk a cow and all before I went to school.
Yeah. And what? How far did you have to walk to go to school then?
2 miles and a quarter.
And back again?
Yes.
Yeah. So was it a long school day?
We had to be at school at 9 o'clock in the morning and we're getting out again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And what about lunchtime then?
Well, you had to either bring a, I was bringing a bottle of milk, and there was a lady living alongside of the school, and we're leaving our bag in her porch when we're going in the morning, and then she was, we had milk in our lunch and tea in the bag, and she was making tea, a tip of tea for us, and then she had the rest of the milk down in the bottle of milk for herself.
You were taking milk from your own farm then?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And had you milked it yourself before you left? Had you milked the cow?
Well, not often when I was going to school, I tell. Uh-huh. Because I had to leave home at 8:15 in the morning. It's taken 3/4 of an hour to walk to school.
And then later on, you actually started working on the farm all the time, didn't you? Walter was telling me.
You had to, when we were churning too, you had to bring all the water in.
Tell me about churning. What were you, how did you set about churning?
Well, you get the, first you're milking the cows. And then when you, them times, but when we went to Derby, we after we in Derby a little while, we got a separator. And then you were spilling the milk in that and turning the handle, and that was separating the cream from the other milk. And then you were putting that in a crock, the cream. And then when it was getting about a week of age, then you're starting to churn it. And you had to get it to a certain temperature, put it in the churn and get it to a certain temperature and churn it. And then when the, you had to test it, then when the butter was starting to come in little crumbs. And then you had to, when it was done, you had to take the buttermilk off it. And then you had to put water on it and stir it around to get the milk out of it. And then when it was washed, a couple of waters that there's no colour of milk in the water, you put so much salt to it and mixing it like that. And then when that was done, well, it was ready then for weighing it out in pounds or halves or whatever you want.
Now, did you do this in a hand wooden churn originally?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What was it like?
It was an end-to-end churn. It's like a little barrel churn.
Uh-huh. And how much would it contain? How many pints of cream? About?
About 2 gallons.
And how long would it be sometimes? I mean, would the milk always, would the cream always come? Or would it be a long time in coming sometimes?
Well, if the weather was, in the winter time, if the weather was cold, maybe a bit longer.
Yeah. Now, what were the buildings outside this house that I see just over the way? What were those outbuildings there?
One down?
Just down across the pathway here, beside your garden. What was that originally?
Oh, this in front of you?
Yeah.
That is the smithy.
Uh-huh. Now, who came to that smithy then?
My father was working in it and my uncle was working in it.
And how many horses and various people would come to the smithy? It must have been quite a busy place in those days,
yes,
then.
Yes, it must have been.
Yeah, yeah. And yet, the little lanes up to it are not very wide. There's no proper road or anything, is there?
No.
No. And that didn't make any difference?
No.
No. Did it get very muddy with all the horses coming up?
I don't think so.
No. No, it was covered with stones, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. Because
it was also the way up to the farm fields up above. So the farmer was keeping it in repair.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. And how far away would people come from to bring a horse to be shod?
They were coming from Runnig, and they were coming across from Balcaferric and across from Skird and the rest of Eriestean.
How many shoes a week would he make then in his heyday when he was at his busiest?
Well, I have no idea.
Yeah. But it must have been a busy little clanging place then.
Yes.
Ah, yes, yes. And you were left to get on with the farm whilst your father was doing the coopering then? Or had you come away from the farm then?
That's before he started the farm.
Oh, I see. Ah, so it was before your own time then.
Yes, before my time.
Yeah, yeah. So was farming considered to be it must have been a better job than being a blacksmith then, or a cooper? He must have saved some money up to get some land, did he? Or was he a tenant?
He was a tenant.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did farming make a good living in those days?
No.
It was hard work, was it?
Yes.
Mm. Mm. And yet you had a big family and all of them were working at it and they didn't get much out of it.
No.
No, no. And what about your mother? What sort of things was she doing?
Well, she was looking after the house and doing all the... looking after us all when we were little. And she was going to Douglas Market with produce, butter and eggs and weekends.
Mm-hmm. How did she go to Douglas Market?
We had a dog and getting that to the train and then on the train to Douglas.
Oh, they went on this little steam railway, did they?
Yes.
Yes. Was that a very important part of island life in those days, then?
Yes.
Because now it's really just a tourist attraction,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
What did it carry?
Oh, well, when the march was going, them times there was no lorries, and the cattle was going, getting through the Ballasalla Mart. And then when they're getting sold in the mart, they're getting put in trucks and brought to Douglas, to the butchers in Douglas on the train.
Oh, so it was a real commercial enterprise then?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Cattle and pigs and all was getting put in trucks, Ballasalla.
So it was quite a busy railway then.
Yes.
Yes. And did you go on the train away for perhaps half a day's holiday down to the seaside or not?
No.
No, you never got that.
No.
Did you never have holidays?
No.
Have you ever been off the island?
I was once at Dublin, twice at Belfast, once at Llandudno, and once at Liverpool. Day trips.
Mm-hmm. And all was in boats?
Yes.
You've not been up in one of these aeroplanes?
No.
Then? Would you not fancy a trip?
I don't know.
Well, you seem to me to be game for anything.
After I never had a holiday in my life.
No, no. What impresses me is that all these things about the house you've made with your own hands. I mean, you were showing me... Here we go. You were showing me just now that you'd actually made a bucket for your coal.
Yes.
Now, how did you set about that?
Well, you get the drum and you get them, what do you call them? The nippers and cut it round about. And then you get the handle and then get the little rivets and punch little holes in and put the rivets in. And you see that it's not lopsided.
Thought that was wonderful, just to set to work and rivet your own handle onto an oil drum like that and make a coal bucket. That was most useful.
Well, all these furniture that's in the house and father's make.
Your father made?
Made these chairs, all. That chair there is made of a Smitty Bellis.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And who made this Bellis?
A man called Bobby Crelm.
Mm-hmm.
He made it last summer for me.
Oh, so it's to an old-fashioned pattern, but a modern make, is it?
Yeah.
Can I bring it over? So this is the old traditional bellows, and it's made... What is it made of?
Well, that's leather.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
That must be just local wood, is it? And then he's fastened his leather on the wood and air goes in the side and you can blow it.
Yes. Throw it on the fire.
And that blows your fire up in the morning?
Yes.
And how old did you tell me that fireplace is?
21 years.
Oh, so it's a comparatively modern one?
Yes.
And that's where you bake all your bread?
Yes.
Tell me about these types of bread you bake. They were delicious.
Well, I was doing that mud loaf, and I was doing another bannock half flavour flour and half pioneer flour. The spread sort of buttermilk and then that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then make cakes in the oven. And
you were telling me that your flour was actually ground on the Isle of Man?
Yes.
Where did you say it came from?
Laxey Mills.
Uh-huh. And that's local, is that local wheat as well?
No, I don't think so.
Ah, that would be imported, would it?
Yes.
Do you feel now that the number of islanders, real native islanders, has gone down such a lot that there's not many people that you know?
Yes.
All these new people. You can presumably think of houses round here that used to have real Manx families in.
Yes.
And who's in them now?
No, nobody.
And lots of people from off island.
Well, when we left Derby, he left East End in 1919 and went to Derby, there's about 40 people living in East End. Then when I came back in 1966, there's only me. And my brother and his wife in Bottom Ballyack. That's all there was in the East End.
What a change, eh, over the years.
Yes.
Mm. And were there a lot more people in the little farms dotted about the hillsides above?
Yes.
Mm.
There used to be 5 farms in the East End working. Now there's none.
And did the people get together for little celebrations and autumn gatherings?
Yes, the little chapel was over there and they were all going to chapel.
And how many people would be going to a service then?
Oh, somewhere in the teens.
And did you have Saturday night gatherings as well?
No.
You didn't have little dances or anything?
No.
Did you make your own entertainment? Play music, musical instruments? What would you do?
Did you make your own entertainment at all? Play musical instruments?
No.
You didn't have anybody who played the...
No, your brother was playing the organ.
Oh, yeah. That was in the chapel, was it?
No, there's no organ in the chapel.
Oh, how did you have music in the chapel then?
Well, some of the older generation was reading the hymn.
So it would be unaccompanied singing then?
Yes.
And a good few good voices?
Yes.
Ah, that's nice. Good. How are you doing? Are you in an end?
Stop there for a moment. Yeah.
Tell me all about them.
That's outside the door here with the dog in the snow. She couldn't get in.
My word, that was pretty deep, wasn't it? What year was that?
About 3 years ago.
And was it especially deep snow, bad time for snow?
Yes, up at the gable of the house there's a big drift there about 8 foot deep.
And would you have difficulty even getting across for your milk and your water and things like that?
Well, the electric was off and I had no water.
Tell me again how your water is organised here, because that's very interesting with your water coming down there and then how it comes up to the house. Tell me how that works again.
The water comes from Skird Reservoir to the front of the smithy, and a big tank is holding 300 gallons. And then I got to pump it up to the house with an electric pump.
So no electricity?
No, but no water.
Fine. Show me another picture.
That was some trash and corn down at the cattle show.
Oh, yes. Now, this would be a sort of 1920s threshing machine, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And did you do your corn with this kind of thing?
Yes.
How many men would it use altogether?
15.
Really? Mm. And they'd all have a job to do?
Yes.
And what drove the thresher then?
What?
What drove the thresher?
Oh, a traction engine that time.
The big
yes.
Engine, yes. Oh, that was very interesting. Yeah.
That's some Triton Balladool. That's the back of the house.
Oh, that's this one, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gable of the house. Up there, the 7 foot of snow was. And the door was full. You open the door and there's nothing but a block of snow outside.
Where were you living in that bad winter of 1947 then?
Alone.
Did you have a lot of bad weather that winter here?
Yes.
Were you cut off or anything?
No.
Because some people had some awful stories to tell that year, didn't they?
Yes.
Especially up in the hills.
Shifted back from Derby in 1928. Went up to Malone. And we're up there for... just up there for 25 years. That was a arable farm.
Mm.
80 acres, all working land.
And how many of you were working on it? All your brothers and sisters?
Yes, and we sometimes had a man as well.
So it would be back-breaking work then, done by hand?
Yes.
Mm.
And it was all horses that time. Two pair of horses and a pony. And we're all carting the corn in with carts. We had a Dutch barn in 1937. A carton in 1 year after that, and it was three carts. And one sister was out in the field pitching, and my brother was, we had a colt put in the cart. And I didn't like out in the field of the colt in case something had happened. So my brother was building the loads out in the cart, and we had a cousin, and he was driving the carts. And I was in the Dutch barn pitching them all up. And his sister was up on the other sister was up on the dash, and the other brother was building the dash.
So you'd only got all to get cracking into it then.
Yes.
Well done. Oh, yeah, show me some more.
That's another front of the house.
Just in the hedgerows round here.
Yes.
All that.
Yes.
How much? What's that sound?